Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, November 15th. Currently with fair skies, it is 22 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.31. The dew point is 16 degrees and the wind chill is 12 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. You'll be paying about 20% more for that Thanksgiving turkey this year.
Jason Lusk, a professor of agricultural economics, says it's not surprising given the cost of other meats and produce.
Well, feed prices have increased, and so it's costing more to grow out a turkey. Another big factor this year is avian influenza. We've lost about 5% of our national flock.
An estimated 49 million turkeys have died or were euthanized nationwide so far this year. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Governor Laura Kelly invites job seekers and employers to be part of the upcoming statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. Wednesday, November 16th to 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 17th. Registration is required to be part of that. Just look for the virtual statewide job fair portal with Premier Virtual. Kansas Works workforce centers are in 27 cities across Kansas and can also answer questions. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment published the Healthy Kansans 2030 State Health Assessment, or SHA, and State Health Improvement Plan, or SHIP, marking the conclusion of an 18-month-long initiative to move the health of Kansans in a positive direction. A nearly year-long state health assessment included the analysis of 130 health indicators and a concentration on key issues gathered through a statewide survey, focus groups, and interviews. The Healthy Kansans 2030 Steering Committee chose four priorities to be the focus of the 2023 to 2027 State Health Improvement Plan, and they are to improve inequities in health and health outcomes, to improve access to care, including behavioral health, to improve conditions that facilitate healthy behaviors and health literacy, and to improve public health funding. These priorities became the framework the SHIP Planning Committee used to create the goals, strategies, and actions that will be pursued over the next 5 years. Janet Stanek, the Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said the State Health Improvement Plan is a companion plan to the State Health Assessment, and it was built by engaging with communities and organizations around the state. She said the focus of the implementation effort will be to identify and recruit local health departments, health organizations, and other community leaders to directly support this work and to adopt the priorities, goals, and strategies in the SHIP as focus areas for the work they do in the communities they serve. A link has been provided on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website for others to engage and get involved. And to learn more about the State Health Assessment and Improvement Plan, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced a settlement with Google over its location tracking practices related to account settings, resulting in an agreement by the internet search provider to alter its business practices to safeguard personal identification information of consumers. The agreement is related to Google's location data as it pertains to its digital advertising business. States raised concerns about consumer privacy and potential violation of privacy laws, and the multi-state settlement between Google, Kansas, and 39 other states will result in Google paying $391.5 million to the states, of which $5.9 million will be received by Kansas. Google uses the personal behavioral data it collects to build detailed user profiles and target ads on behalf of its advertising customers, and location data is among the most sensitive and valuable personal information Google collects, as even a limited amount of location data can expose a person's identity and routines and can be used to infer personal details. The settlement requires Google to be more transparent with consumers about its practices, so Google must show additional information to users whenever they turn a location-related account setting on or off, make key information about location tracking more prominent for users, and give users detailed information about the types of location data Google collects and how it's used at an Enhanced Location Technologies website. The settlement also limits Google's use and storage of certain types of location information and requires Google account controls to be more user-friendly. Ahead of Thanksgiving, schools across Kansas already are seeing spikes in absences due to seasonal illnesses, and parents are advised that if their children are sick, to keep them home, and that's advice that doctors say is a must. Schools across the state have reported seeing widespread cases of the flu and RSV that are among the illnesses sending students, teachers, and staff members home. Flu activity is already at a moderate level in Kansas, and usually that doesn't happen until after the new year. While flu is increasing, doctors say that there's some promising signs when it comes to the spread of RSV, as very slowly, the wave of RSV has been setting back. Jordan Cox of Long Island is one of three Northwest Kansas winners in the 2022 Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day poster contest, and the contest is sponsored annually by the Kansas Department of Transportation and other traffic safety organizations. Cox received first place in the 11 to 13-year-old age group for the Northwest region, and she was awarded a bicycle from the Kansas Turnpike Authority and a helmet that was donated by Safe Kids Kansas. The poster contest aims to encourage youth to think about traffic safety and present their ideas through their artwork. A total of 497 Kansas kids age 5 to 13 participated this year. Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day is a nationwide effort to increase roadway safety and reduce all traffic fatalities. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation's Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day website, and that can be found at ks.dot.org. In Nebraska news, an Elwood woman accused in an attempted murder plot has pled not guilty. According to Dawson County District Court records, Valerie Miller, 39, pled not guilty on Monday to two counts of attempted first-degree murder. Court documents said Miller allegedly offered an undercover officer money to have her ex-husband's girlfriend, the girlfriend's three kids, and Miller's adult son killed. And an affidavit said she decided against the murder of the three children and was then arrested after the meeting. Miller is scheduled to appear in Dawson County District Court for a pretrial conference at 10 a.m. on January 20th, and her jury trial is set for February 7th. The Lincoln Casino raked in a large sum of money for the state in its full first month of operation. The Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission released its October tax revenue report on Monday, and in October, it shows the Lincoln's War Horse Casino generated $854,077 in tax revenue, according to the report. And according to the Gaming Commission's September report, in its first week of operation, the casino generated over $286,000 in tax revenue. The money will be divided up as 70% to the Nebraska Property Tax Relief Fund, 2.5% to the Nebraska General Fund, 2.5% to the Compulsive Gaming Assistance Fund, 12.5% to the City of Lincoln, and 12.5% to Lancaster County. Lincoln's War Horse Casino is currently the only casino that provides tax revenue for the state. The casino, which is near Homestead Expressway and Denton Road, currently has about 400 slot machines, though once construction is finished, the casino will house 1,300 gaming stations, a 196-room hotel, event space, several restaurants, and live horse racing. A War Horse Casino is also in the works in Omaha, and last month the commission approved a temporary casino to be built in Grand Island. The temporary casino will be built in the concourse area of Fawner Park and will offer 300 slot machines and kiosks for horse betting. Lincoln police reported that a man was arrested early on Friday morning after fighting with his brother and pointing a gun at people in his home. Officers were called to a home near 53rd Street and Old Cheney Road just after 3 a.m. on a report of two siblings fighting. And one of the siblings, 19-year-old Christian Furtwängler, was reported to have been pointing a loaded firearm at others in the home. Upon arrival, officers discovered the 18-year-old younger brother had been beaten and had blood coming from his mouth, and he was taken to the hospital and treated for injuries. No shots were fired, and officers were able to recover a 9mm handgun from the scene. Furtwängler was arrested on suspicion of use of a weapon to commit a felony and terroristic threats. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, November 7th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission on the construction of the north property line fencing. The original bid acceptance, as approved by the commission, has been canceled due to the contractor's request. However, the commission agreed to have Ted proceed with ordering material for the construction of the fence. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to allow Ted to purchase material for the fence, with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed 3-0. Ted then presented a price quote for the CAT 816F2 parts book. Ted spoke with CAT about providing this to the county, however, they will not waive the fee. The book price is $148.25 plus shipping, or $126.10 for the download. Terry Laughlin with the Road Department gave the Commission a general report of the Road Department operations and projects being worked on or completed, and Robert Bowman spoke with the Commission on his employment status. Dallas Goslin with the Norton Economic Development, along with Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber, spoke with the Commission on funding that could be applied for through the Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund. According to Dallas, the Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund is a general revenue enhancement program that provides additional assistance to eligible revenue-sharing county government, and Dallas stated the funds could be used for the East Side development. Dallas also spoke with the commission about the administrative assistant position that's being advertised, and a discussion was held about help with associates in the office to assist with the payroll and benefits. Leslie Fonestill with the Norton County Health spoke with the Commission on Department activities. At this time, the County Health is administering flu shots, and flu immunizations are given at any time, while COVID immunizations are on Thursdays. Leslie also reported that the building has been painted and some general maintenance completed, and the recent blood draw attracted 150 participants. Leslie said that this continues to be a good community service with great interest. Gary Bruinkuhl was in to visit with the commission on a road and culvert concern. Gary asked if the county could inspect a section of BB Road between W8 and Y, as Gary stated the water has caused some washouts and silted in the fence. Gary said if the hole is filled and some maintenance is done with the culvert, he could utilize his grass. The commission will have the road department review the request. Melissa Schoen, the Norton County Attorney, delivered the tax auction accounting to the commission, and an itemized list of taxes due, publication cost, court cost, and penalties was prepared for the commission. All sold properties from the tax auction have been delivered a sheriff's deed, according to Melissa. Melissa then reported on property that did not get a bid at the tax auction, and after discussion, Commissioner Beidler made a motion to offer for sale Lot 39 in Block Number 3 of Norton Town Association. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until today, November 15th at 9 a.m. The Norton County Hospital wants to inform the public of their closing for Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will also be closed on Thursday, Thanksgiving, November 24th. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's emergency department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always in emergency situations, please call 911. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. Funeral services for Norma Hawley, 81, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. today, Tuesday, November 15th, at the Cornerstone Church in Norton, and visitation will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. before the service at the church. Burial will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, November 16th, at the Lakin Cemetery in Lakin, Kansas. Memorial contributions may be made to the Cornerstone Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili frito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese, meatballs, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a chance of sprinkles after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 41 and breezy with a northwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of sprinkles and flurries before 7 p.m., then a chance of flurries between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 13 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 38 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, some increasing clouds with a low around 13. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 36. On Friday it should be sunny with a high near 30. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 40. On Sunday it should be sunny with a high near 50. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 52. Currently with fair skies, it is 22 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.31, the dew point is 16 degrees, and the wind chill is 12 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey girl, I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs defense has played better early on in this season. It's been led mainly by the play of defensive tackle Chris Jones and Matt Verderam of Fansided.com. Joined WIBW Radio and Speak, and he discussed Chris Jones' stellar play to begin the season and where he would put Jones in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation based on this start.
Chris Jones is having a year where he got 15 sacks from the inside. And without anybody else in that line who you're like, oh my God, you know, we've got to double him all the time. So that's a heck of an accomplishment. He's in the mix. I'd say he's in the top three, you know, and depending on how the last half of the year goes, we'll see how it shakes. The ones that help them, they're really good. They're in prime time all the time. Even when they're not in prime time, they're in those standalone late windows. That stuff matters. The whole country sees those games. And that shapes narrative. You know, every media member is watching those games. And so I think it will help him. But yes, right now, he's been dominant. He has been everything the Chiefs could possibly hope for this season and then some.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do. Along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we're seeing a band of snow that was tracking east across parts of northeast and east central Kansas, but most of it had been melting on contact, and we were seeing some accumulation on grassy surfaces. That said, wet roads could be slick in some spots throughout the morning, and then as we go throughout today, the clouds will gradually be moving out with some sunshine returning. Temperatures will likely reach the upper 30s to low 40s. Tonight's going to be clear and cold again with a low in the low to mid-teens across northern and southwest Kansas, low 20s in the south central and southeast. Wednesday, a series of dry cold fronts will start to sweep through the state. Some chilly air comes in again with a high in the low 30s in north central and northeast Kansas, upper 30s to low 40s in northwest, south central, and southeast Kansas. Wednesday night, a low in the teens and 20s. Thursday, another frontal boundary will push through, or high in the upper 30s to low 40s, or low in the teens and low 20s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy early, with a high in the upper 20s to low 30s. Our next chance of rain will come on Wednesday of next week. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, we did have the lower cattle market yesterday. And more than likely, it's going to mean we're going to have another trade right around steady this week. Be about, what, the third or fourth week in a row that we've seen steady trade, which would be at the 150 level as far as the cash market is concerned. It was a pretty quiet overnight grain trade with a pretty light volume as well. Wheat futures down about 3 on the hard red winter wheat, soft red winter wheat down about 10. Corn futures.